This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, engineering, football, and a good prank. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I've witnessed a lot of college pranks over the years. Engineering schools seem to breed them, and it's really no surprise. A good prank is a work of engineering. It's clever. We shouldn't just smile at the outcome. We should marvel at the resourcefulness required to pull it off. A good prank may be mischievous, but never malicious. College football games are the target of many creative pranks, especially from engineering schools that don't have teams. In 1982, the Harvard-Yale game was interrupted when a weather balloon popped out from under the grass field. Painted with the letters MIT, it continued to inflate until bursting in an explosion of talcum powder. Remnants of the balloon are housed at the MIT Museum. But what's considered by many to be the greatest college prank ever was perpetrated by the California Institute of Technology in 1961. The lack of a football team wasn't going to stop a dedicated group of 14 students from getting into the Rose Bowl, football's oldest and most prestigious event. After all, the stadium was practically in Caltech's backyard. NBC carried the game live, a game that pitted the Washington Huskies against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The prank involved flip cards, large colored squares given to Husky fans sitting in a designated part of the stadium. The fans also got instruction sheets. When cheerleaders yelled, "Number 3," a fan's instruction sheet might read, "Hold up the red side of the flip card." The instruction sheets were designed to display 15 Husky-inspired images. Or so the Huskies thought. Caltech engineers had changed the sheets, all 2,200 of them. The first 11 images went as the Huskies expected, but on the 12th, the giant Husky face looked strangely like a beaver, the Caltech mascot. The 13th spelled Huskies, but backward. It was the 14th, however, that brought things to a halt as the Husky fans spelled out Caltech. The timing was perfect. The band stopped playing, its music replaced by murmurs from the crowd. Befuddlement slowly gave way to a realization of what must have happened. 100,000 attendees had witnessed a carefully engineered prank, along with tens of millions watching on their TVs. The prank's success inspired a high-tech version during the 1984 Rose Bowl when two Caltech students hacked into the electronic scoreboard as part of a class project. From a remote location, they made it clear who was winning the game. No longer was UCLA beating Illinois. Instead, the scoreboard read, "Caltech 38, MIT 9. In the rivalry between two pranksters, Caltech had gained the upper hand. At least for the moment. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.